I have a younger brother named Charlie. I tell you that because when I was a young lawyer working in Houston with a very fine law firm, there was a young man there named Charlie Price. I lived in the same little condominium complex that he lived in. He was a few years older than I, and a hell of a trial lawyer. And the way this firm was set up, there were some senior partners, and there were some junior partners, and then there were like six or seven associates that were all friends, but at the same time, we were competitors, because it was pretty clear that none of those people, or not all of those people, would eventually be partners. As it turned out, the firm imploded, and none of them would become partners. But Charlie Price was a friend of mine from the word go, I think probably because of the name. He was one of these guys, I got to try a couple cases with him, that was always just a little bit late, just a little bit disheveled, and the most fun person to be around. He would, it was kind of like Broadus, he would drop stuff. You know, he always had stuff ready to go in the courtroom, and then he would drop it, or he'd have these displays, and it'd fall off the board. And I can remember jurors leaving the jury box to go pick up the paper and put it back on the podium for him to use. Everybody liked Charlie. He was everybody's best friend. And I can remember getting on the elevator one day. It was like one of these, you know, 70th floor deals where you had to take three elevators to get to your car. And the elevator was closing on a Friday evening. And Charlie's standing on the other side of the elevator door, and I'm on the elevator. And Charlie said something to me like, "What are you doing this weekend?" And I, you know, it was Friday, and everybody's worn out. And I said, "Man, I just don't know." And the elevator closed. And by Monday morning, I'd learned that Charlie had taken his own life. It's one of those deals that will always haunt me, because when he was saying, "What are you doing this weekend?" what he was really saying is, "Hey, you want to go do something? Can I talk to you?" And I just let the elevator door close. The smartest one of that six or seven group of associates was this guy named Larry Boyd. And so when we found out about Charlie's death, we were all sitting around one evening, that next evening, and we're all saying, "Why? Why could this happen? How did this happen?" And Larry said something like, "Well, let's face it. We're all friends, but we're not best friends. We're all competitors at the office, and so we don't tell everybody everything that's going on with us. We are all about 30 pounds overweight. We don't do anything to exercise, and all we do is work, and then we meet for drinks. And we don't have anybody significant in our life, whether it's a brother or a sister or a mom or a dad or a girlfriend or a wife. And folks, we got to change this." And it was funny, you know, those six or seven folks, you know, I'll admit at the time it was all white males at this law firm. We were all engaged and married in about 18 months. And to me, those two events, the elevator door closing and then Larry giving us a lecture on, you know, we've got to make some changes, were really significant to me. At that time, we did not have something called the Texas Lawyers Assistance Program, an incredible program that's now headed up by Erica Gregg. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to ask some questions of Erica about that program, hopefully so that if you or if somebody you know needs help, you'll make that call, either for them or for yourself. So, Erica, let me ask you some questions. First of all, what are the issues that attorneys face with respect to mental and physical health? And in particular, can you talk about what personal injury trial lawyers like the folks in this room face?
Well, that's a great question. And Price, thank you for sharing that very personal story. And I don't think there's anyone in this room that doesn't have, you know, a similar story. We're all... you know, I'm looking out, we're of a distinguished vintage, most of us. We've been around long enough that we have lost someone that we know, an attorney, to suicide or something like that. So thank you for that very personal story. And I'm counting on you to interject. It's not the Erica show. I mean, I love it when it is the Erica show. Don't get me wrong. But I want you to interject when you think of something that, you know, pops out to you. But so really the two phone calls that we get, the Texas Lawyers Assistance Program. And the Texas Lawyers Assistance Program, for those of y'all that don't know, if you are a lawyer, law student, or judge, in the state of Texas, you have access to our program. We are a confidential program. We are not a punishing program. We are a program you can call and get help if you're struggling with stress, anxiety, substance use. Before TLAB was created, back when Price was practicing, when he was a baby, really the only recourse you had was the disciplinary committee.